chuckled. Those of you that know me know that this is something I really struggle with. Seems like some people have a much easier time than others with patience, whether it's with people around us, whether it's with children, whether wherever it is, or just plain being patient and waiting on the Lord. It's a subject that I struggle with a lot too. So trust me, I'm not speaking from experience. I'm probably speaking from lack of experience. You know, every year in the United States, a study was done here in the, not too long ago, and every year 800 people die from running a red light. Now, obviously some of those red lights were just carelessness, but how many of those red lights were being impatient? And it stopped and made me think, you know, this world that we live in, patience is something that I think, well, a lot of people use a lesson on. It's just everything we do today is faster, quicker, you know, whether it's whatever it is. It's a lot of things that things speed up because patience is, I think, is lacking. I had some questions, you know. Is patience just a personality trait, or is it a requirement? Some, like I said, some people are a little more patient than others, and it seems it comes easier. Maybe it's just a personality. You know, I know a lot of you, it seems like your personality exudes patience, and the rest of us doesn't. So anyway, I want to look at that. In Galatians, I want to read a couple of verses to start with out of Galatians 5. It's a very familiar chapter. Beginning in verse 22, it's talking about the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. So patience or long-suffering is a byproduct of serving God. Now, often when we go, as we, like for myself, I want immediate results. When I decide to do something, I want to do it now. And not thinking, and I need to think more, you know, what does God want? God, time means little to God. God doesn't go by minutes, hours, whatever. We do. I know I do. When I decide, you know, something needs to be done, I need to wait on God. And we need, that's a lesson. That's one thing, a lesson in patience is being patient and waiting on God, what God wants. I'm going to read a couple more verses in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1, 2, and 3. It says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. So another reason to have patience is to keep unity in the church. I know a lot of you have shown a great amount of patience with me in the church as a brotherhood, and I think that that's something that we need as far as for unity in a church, in a brotherhood, is patience with each other, as it says here in Ephesians. Now, there are some things that describe or words that are synonymous with patience. Endurance, staying power, tolerance, lack of complaint, persistence, fortitude, and serenity are just to name a few. Now, on the other side of that, you have no patience, which is annoyance, irritation, edginess, and intolerance, to name a few. So if you find yourself in that state, you're lacking patience. So in Ecclesiastes, there's a verse there in the 7th chapter, verse 8, says, better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof, and the the patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. Patience is an attitude. Patience is not a something you acquire. Patience is an attitude of the heart. And now the next question is, you know, how do we become patient? It's not easy. First thing I thought of when I was thinking of that, you know, I just need to relax and put all my trust in God. Just let go. And often I think that, I know for myself, the lack of patience comes from not being willing to trust in God or wanting to be in control of things and not just let God take over. And I think that's one thing that we can look at is the lack of patience, I think, is a lack of total trust in God. Now, in 2 Peter, I want to read some verses there in 2 Peter, the first chapter, verses 3 through 11, which we had in our Sunday school not too long ago. Peter gives us a step-by-step guide in patience, in acquiring patience. 2 Peter chapter 1, beginning at verse 3. According to his divine power, hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you should neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind, and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure, for if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's pretty strong. If we do these things, and patience is right there with that, we will never fall. So as we can see, I think patience is a key ingredient in our everyday Christian life. It's something that I need to work on daily, and I think it's important for us to show patience in whatever we do, you know, with each other, and show patience in what God has in our life. That's all I have.